Welcome to the E-Commerce Lab by eComsy. This is the place for everything related to Amazon private label and e-commerce. Learn exactly what you need to start or scale your business. Get insights from the top industry experts who will discuss the latest trends and best practices in the world of Amazon. From choosing products and sourcing from a supplier to setting up your Amazon account and marketing your business, you will hear it here. Let's get started. Here is your host, Vincenzo Toscano.
Hello guys, here Vincenzo, founder and CEO of eComsy, and I wanted to do another quick tutorial around the Chrome extension Sellersprite. The reason for that is because I think there's so many features and so many insights that people can get out of it, and I think it's perfect when it comes to doing a keyword research, understanding competition, pro validation. And I just want to do a quick walkthrough in terms of, you know, what you can get in terms of insights, how you can use it for all your daily tasks as an Amazon seller, and of course, give you all the different tricks that you can also leverage when it comes to reverse engineering the data and make a decision in your Amazon business. So what you're going to find with the Chrome extension, and I'm going to start with vitamin C, which is usually the product I use for example, is the amount of insights that it gives you. That's some of the things I love about Sellersprite, is like straight once you put a keyword on the search bar and you land on the keyword, you get all this graph that goes so much in depth when it comes to really understanding what is going on. Like here, I can already have a look at trends, Google Trends, click concentration, which is very good when it comes to pretty much understanding, you know, what is going on in terms of who are the pros that are controlling the traffic. And also you can get insights in terms of, you know, what are some of the bids. It's also very insightful, especially if you're looking to launch a product. It gives you the insights if, you know, if these bids actually can make you profitable or not. Here at the top, you can see monthly units, revenue, and all the other metrics are very good in terms of general overview. But I think where really things start to get very interesting is once you open effectively the Chrome extension. So you're going to find a couple of tabs. And what I really like about these tabs is that effectively they are some of the main kind of tasks you're going to be doing as an Amazon seller. So in summary, you have pretty much all the things that you need at your fingerprints, right? So the first thing is having analysis around your product research, right? So this is effectively understanding what is happening on this specific keyword, understanding the niche, having a look at, okay, which products are effectively the ones having the most amount of revenue, which are the KPIs associated with those ASINs. And then you can have a look how in depth some of these breakdown of metrics go. Now, some of the things you're going to find in here is that, of course, you can tailor this to your specific needs, right? So I'm going to show you here how, for example, as you are engaging into the results page, you can filter this down to whatever you're looking to essentially isolate. It could be based on revenue, it could be based on fees, it could be based on brand names, it could be based on keywords. So this is actually something very useful because at the end of the day, especially if you're looking to launch a product or you're looking for some specific insight that you want to isolate and not have a look at the other market as a general, this is a tool that effectively you have to implement the filters, because sometimes you're going to end up with products that might be not exactly what you're looking for or too generic. And if you start using those products as a guideline, you might end up with data that is essentially skewed. So that's the first thing. Now, the other thing you're also going to have is you can customize the column. So this is based on how you can find it more useful for you to break down the data. And then here, there's another button you can find is that you can analyze all the different metrics. So here, for example, is when you analyze the market, what it does, it has an overall analysis of what the market is essentially doing. And this is something that I like significantly because it gives you a very good breakdown of everything in terms of, you know, what is the overview of the market, in terms of demand, in terms of trends, in terms of listing concentration. So within a few minutes, you can see how I have the full breakdown of everything in terms of, you know, how many products have video, A plus content. And this is a report that if you know how to read data, you know exactly if it is a pro to go for or not. Right? Now, going back to the Chrome extension, you're going to see other tabs at the top. So when it comes to Pro Research, you have some actions that you can do already here. So the first one is you can have consumer insight and attribute analysis. So for this, what it does is effectively you can analyze, you know, the overview in terms of, you know, the trends within the reviews, find the persona and all of that. This is done in partnership with Shuling. For that, you need a membership as well, but you have a free trial if you use it in conjunction with Salesforce for the first time. So definitely something to check out if you're looking to figure out what is your right persona, how you can use that to customize your branding. Then if we start going at the bottom, you can see have a couple of buttons that are also very useful, like the export button. You can effectively export all the data you see on the screen and then do your own macro, something that we do at the ECOMSI to have even more in-depth kind of projections when it comes to the market. You can export the cells. You can copy all the ASINs, for example, if you want to do a reverse ASIN on Salesforce, or you need the ASINs for other tools within Salesforce that require the ASIN, is you can do it in bulk. And then you have reverse ASIN. Reverse ASIN is effectively you're trying to take 10, 20 products that you want to really figure out, you know, what are the keywords to go for, which we already did a tutorial about that. Check it out on our YouTube channel. And what you can do out of that is that you can find all the keywords associated with this product. Now, not all the keywords might be meaningful for you. And that's why on the video, I explain how you should be using filters to make sure you can make the most out of it. But again, it's a very good starting point to have a look at which are the keywords, what is the trends associated with that, and start making essentially a breaking down how you're going to move forward. Now, the other one is traffic compare. This is something actually I find super, super insightful, and I'm going to show you why. A lot of times when people do pro research, keyword research, and all of that, they focus too much on only KPIs associated with revenue, conversion, all of that. But a lot of times people don't actually ask themselves, like, what is actually the breakdown of traffic? Like, is these people focusing only, for example, on advertising, on organic, what kind of advertising? And when you go to distribution, which is a tab I like the most, I can have a look at the top 10 competitors and see at the keyword level how they're dominating that keyword. You can see there are some products that only do organic, like this brand. But there are brands that also do organic and sponsored video, sponsored product. And this gives you a very good understanding of what the competition is doing, how you should be actually competing among them, and make a strategy out of that. And of course, going back to here, another thing you're also going to find is you have ClickShare. ClickShare is very insightful as well, like understanding who has the big concentration of clicks, who has a big concentration of weekly search, organic ranking. Effectively, this is something I use every single time I do a niche analysis and try to understand a product in depth, because the most important thing for me is making sure that if I enter a market, there's enough distribution of sales and traffic for me to have a good performance. In this case, for example, you can clearly see if we go to ClickShare, there's only a one or two that have in the biggest concentration of in vitamin C. So it's a product that you're going to have a significant tough time to actually get momentum. So that's a very quick insight that you can get out of this and effectively use that for your own decision making. Now, going back to the Chrome extension, another thing you're going to find in here is you can remove duplicates. That's something I always recommend. Try to remove that to make sure you only focus on products that are effectively the right representation of the market. You can also change here list from grid. Grid is actually very nice as well, because especially me, I'm very visual when it comes to making analysis. So having the pictures already make the connection with the product, the main, what is the title, what is the price point, and then that essentially start connecting the dots of what I need to do next. But again, it comes down to personal preference. Now, reverse async and is going to only work on listing. I'm going to quickly show you that after. Keyword mining is also very insightful. What keyword mining does is wearing vitamin C, and then it tries to create ramification. All the other keywords that are related to vitamin C could be short-term keywords, long-term keywords, essentially breaking down all the other keywords that could be meaningful. And this sometimes is very good to find long hungering food, like keywords that you wouldn't know that are actually meaningful. But here, clearly, you can figure out that definite keywords that we should be potentially focusing on. Okay, index checker, effectively what it does is you put a a series of ASINs. You put a series of keywords, and then it makes sure that indexes. Indexes is very simple. It's just making sure that your product is potentially discoverable on that keyword. And that's key, because if you're not discovered, you cannot do PPC. There's so many ramifications. So making sure this works is key. A relevance check is also something I love to use. So this is a quick example. For example, we're taking a couple of ASINs, and when we search, right, what it does is it tries to figure out what is the relevance between the ASINs I'm putting and the keywords. Now, why that's important? Because at the end of the day, when you do keyword research in a product, you might end up with 100, 200, 300 keywords. But the reality, guys, out of experience, sales come from 10, 20, 30 keywords max. And here you can see how's the case. Like here, for example, we're having a look at a citrus squeezer, and you can see how the tool tells you, okay, which are the keywords where the biggest relevance is based on results, based on rank, search, purchase rate. Purchase rate is very important, because that's where you can end up spending a lot of money. If the purchase rate is low and you're advertising those keywords, most likely what is happening is there is a lot of window shopping, a lot of discovery search, but it's not ending on a transaction. And this then is something that you can use to optimize your listing, PPC, and so on. Now, to start coming to a closure, which is the other thing I wanted to show you, is in going inside the reverse ASIN that I wanted to show you the example. If you click the Chrome extension here, you're going to see that it's going to open the same types as in the generic kind of search, vitamin C, but reverse ASIN, you can clearly see how it does it on the spot. So it tells you specific for this ASIN, these are keywords, this is distribution, organic ranking, so on. And then you have so many of the KPIs that are very important for decision making, which again, I'm going to be making more videos to give you more insights in terms of how to make sense out of them. But again, that's the key of what you can get out of that. And then again, index checker is the same thing I already mentioned. Usually I like to do that on listing, because I do a reverse ASINing. I get all the keywords, which again, here you can get the list. And then once you get the list, you can go to index checker. You can put it here and then make sure you're indexing. If you're not indexing, understand how you can optimize it for. Okay, so that's effectively everything from me. As I say, I think this is a tool that has so many things that bring to the table in terms of summarizing everything on the same spot, making sure that you can be more effective with your timing, decision making, and make the most out of, you know, launching a product or optimizing your current product. So definitely check it out. Make sure you use the coupon down below to get like a discount and get the most out of it. See you on the next one. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to The E-Commerce Lab by eComsy. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. While you are at it, we would appreciate it if you could leave an honest rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. That will make it easier for others to find out about the show and benefit from it. Want more? Visit our website at www.ecomsy.com, where you can get your first consultation for free. Or find us on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn at eComsy.